Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Driscoll of the WOR Special Features Division speaking from the facsimile transmission room of station WOR. A new era in radio history will be inaugurated over this station early tomorrow morning. It marks the beginning of a new period in broadcasting's continual influence upon the progress and development of the world. For radio, since its inception, has been planned for the ear alone. Now we're on the eve of visual radio, facsimile, if you please. And by means of this new system, we will be able to record and read what radio has to say. Starting shortly after 2 o'clock tomorrow morning, station WOR, one of America's great stations and a pioneer in radio and public service, will start to experimentally transmit printed matter. Special facsimile receivers located at strategic points in this area will be able to receive a 2-column sheet of printed news and information. To the layman, this system resembles wire photo, the means by which photo syndicates have transmitted news photos across the nation for several years. By means of facsimile, station WOR will transmit tonight the first WOR radio print, so that listeners equipped with special receivers may not hear but read the information and news which is transmitted. It is a new art, a new phase of the inexhaustible field of radio, ready to emerge from the laboratory as a feasible and, above all, economical adjunct to radio communication. Sitting here with me is Mr. J.R. Popoli, chief engineer of WOR, under whose direction this installation has been made. He is one of the men foremost in facsimile development in this area, and so it is fitting that we should ask him a few questions about this new marvel of radio broadcasting. Mr. Popoli, supposing you tell us in the real language of radio what facsimile is.
Well, Dave, before I tell you exactly what facsimile is, I should like to give credit to Mr. W.G.H. Finch, who has developed the system which WR plans to use beginning at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning in the transmission of facsimile. Really, facsimile is another form of transmission that instead of using your loudspeaker, a receiver is installed and prints the material which comes to you in the future. The facsimile, of course, is merely a reproduction of a printed word or a picture which originates in the broadcasting studio and is finally reproduced in your living room as the exact duplicate of that which was transmitted from the radio station.
I think we should emphasize, too, that it is not to be confused with television because it is stationary matter and not movable. Well, how is it transmitted, Mr. Popoli?
Facsimile, Dave, starts at the radio studio or at the radio laboratory, and in place of the microphone over which we're speaking at the present time, we use a method which we call a transmitter. And this transmitter is merely a scanning device which looks over the matter which is to be printed and transmitted. It is sent over WOR's wavelength of 710 kilocycles and 71 on the regular radio dial, and finally comes into your home, that is, into the home of the listener, not over the loudspeaker, but over a radio recorder known as a facsimile receiver, and records exactly that which was transmitted from the radio station.
Well, I understand, too, sir, that while there is no voice connected with the transmission, there is a sound of transmission on the air. I wonder if you could tell us what that sound is like.
The sound is only noticeable if the sound is reproduced over a loudspeaker. But actually, the facsimile receiver of the future will not be equipped with a loudspeaker, but it will merely be a scanning device. If you desire to understand, or if you'd like us to demonstrate to you what facsimile really sounds like, if you had your loudspeaker turned on, I'd like to play for you, Dave, a recording which we made during some of our test transmission this afternoon, and which is now on a record and can be played so that not only you, but also the listeners out on the air can hear what will come over WOR tomorrow morning beginning at 2 a.m. If you'll let us have that recording, we'll just want to give you a few of the wheezes. You notice that during the playing of this particular recording, if you'll just leave that recording on while I speak, during the playing of this particular recording, there's a plump and a wheeze, a plump and a wheeze. That particular plump sound is a synchronizing sound, and the so-called wheeze sound is the scanning device which prints on the paper that you eventually shall have in your home.
Sounds something like the village smithy pounding out something under the mighty chestnut tree. Well, what is the value of facsimile, Mr. Popley?
Well, the value of facsimile hasn't been entirely developed. The facsimile today, I believe, is exactly where the crystal receiver was 16 years ago when WOR was first started on February 22, 1922. And I believe that we should look forward to a great development in facsimile. I doubt whether anyone today can actually determine the final value of facsimile. Facsimile, we believe, will be of value to the people in rural areas who today are unable to get the latest news, especially excepting through their radio. But facsimile will do this one particular, will cover this one particular field, and that is it will print for a person on paper during the times when they're absent from their receiver, so that when they do come to their receiver, they merely pick up from their radio the printed page and read that which was available during their absence.
Well, how long has the development of the facsimile transmission been in progress?
Facsimile transmission and the development of this new art has really been in progress for a long period of time. Mr. Finch, whose system we shall start using tomorrow morning at 2 a.m., has been working on this particular phase for approximately 15 years. WOR in 1927 attempted some facsimile developments, but we felt at the time that the art had not reached the stage where radio broadcasting itself had been developed to the point where it could also accept facsimile as a contributing source of transmission.
Well, now that our listeners have had a quick glimpse into this new field, I think they'd like to know about how long they may have to wait before they may purchase a facsimile receiver on the market, and when they are able to purchase it, how much they're going to have to pay for it.
Tomorrow, over at Bamberger's, WOR shall have on demonstration one of its first facsimile receivers in the metropolitan area. There are several receivers in and around New York which will pick up the transmission at 2 a.m. in the morning. The receiver, if you happen to be fortunate enough in seeing it, will cost $125, but we believe that under mass production, the prices shall be no more than $25 or $30.
Thank you very much, sir. And so you have the story, ladies and gentlemen, the latest in world events, pictures, sports, drawings, education, literature, brought directly to your living room. This is facsimile's contribution to the life of the nation. Its potentialities as a guiding force in the cultural, social, and economic advancement of humanity have no limitations. And WOR, which has merited its title of one of America's great stations by its eagerness to keep abreast of the latest and best which science has to offer, hopes soon to begin daily transmission of a home facsimile edition for an ever-growing audience of no longer just listeners, but radio readers. And those of you who remain up late enough may tonight hear at 2:15 a.m. or earlier, between 2 and 2:15, the eerie sounds of facsimile as they start a new era of radio broadcasting on the 710 kilocycle channel of station WOR. Good night.